This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome to Hashtag Fatherhood with Bennett and Battle.
Welcome back. Happy 2023, Battle. Happy New Year.
You know what? I just thought about that. This is the first episode of season two.
Yeah.
We're doing season two now.
By year? So every year is a new season?
I think so. That's good. The first season was a year and a half because I just got lazy with it. But... you know, and then, you know, we're just going to end up like The Sopranos. We're not going to do like 9 seasons like The Sopranos, but it'll just cut to black. You won't hear from us ever again.
Ever again. And we'll keep you guessing what really did happen. How was your Christmas?
Everything was fine. Everything was great.
I don't want to talk about it.
No, I'm fighting a little, wearing my mask. I'm fighting a little cold here.
Oh.
Might be COVID. So I decided to come in today and be a real trooper.
No, this is great.
Yeah. Well, I'm a team player. It's more important that we have a big meeting at 10:30 today. Right. So I can't not be seen there. Plus there's free pizza. So I get to cough on all the pizza and infect the entire staff.
You are so the greatest.
I'm like two birds.
That's
you know
amazing.
What I mean?
Yeah, you came in here hot. You seem...
well,
a little grumpier than normal, and people should be terrified.
We had 2 lanes of traffic closed down on the Schuylkill.
Oh, that's enough.
Highway outside of Philly.
Yeah.
On the way in this morning, so it took me over an hour to get in because I don't know. There was an accident. There was no accident. I drove past the thing. We just had 2 lanes closed down, and as you know, Schuylkill Expressway 76 here in Philadelphia is only 2 fucking lanes.
Mm.
So when it says 2 lanes are closed down,
that's it.
We're just driving on the shoulder.
So it's a parking lot to get here, is what you're saying?
Yeah, it was fun. Good times.
Yeah, your road rage really comes out.
You know what? I'm just defeated anymore. I just go, yeah, sure. That could happen. I bought myself my birthday's on Monday. So I got
my birthday, Ben.
Oh, thanks. I got myself. I won't be coming in, by the way. I got my...
not surprised.
I treated myself to a new guitar. It showed up with a huge dent.
A new guitar?
Yeah, it showed up with a huge dent in it. A big ding in it. So like... I
hate to laugh, but this would happen to you. But I didn't realize you played guitar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. I started playing when I was like 14.
Wait, so you make homemade pizzas and you play guitar? How were you single for so long?
By choice. See that dent? Look at that.
Wait, that's not a...
it's not a
broken.
It's like a ding. Yeah. The wood is exposed. There's a huge gash in the side of it.
Oh, God. Was it expensive?
I'm like going to get splinters out of it. So I contacted the store. I'm like, I got to take this back. Like, oh, we'll send you a new one. Like, okay.
That's terrible.
Of course. They go, well, we don't, actually, we're out of stock. We won't be getting new stocks of that particular guitar in for like, till July. I was like, okay.
Oh, good.
Like, so we'll give you, you can either return it and get a full refund, or we'll give you a $50 credit. I was like, wait a minute, you're going to give me $50 towards the guitar to keep the broken guitar? They're like, no, you get a $50 credit for future use at our store to buy something else in the future.
Buy more broken
like,
items?
No! Screw this!
Yeah, I know. I still have the broken guitar.
Right. So, whatever. Sending it back.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Thanks.
Jesus.
Kid's sick. We're just this endless cycle of sickness.
Your family's still sick?
still sick. No, that one, as it was tapering off, now there's a new sickness swarming through the house.
And all three of you were sick.
Not all three. I woke up this morning and I'm a little. So I yelled at a woman on the street yesterday that was driving. That she blew through a red light. I waited green light. You know, what if my kid was in the car?
Yeah. Okay.
Right. So I screamed at her. All of our windows at the next light, all of our windows were closed. She couldn't hear me. It's dark out.
Yeah.
Not that that affects the sound, but she couldn't see a lunatic sitting next to her going,
foaming at the mouth.
So I think that's why my throat's a little raspy today.
And wife and baby still.
She's still sleeping on the couch for where I'm on two now.
You haven't seen your wife in a few months.
No. It's been great. He's fine. I still have to have contact with him.
That's good.
Get him ready for the day. But other than that, yeah, everything's great.
Wow. Yeah, the last few podcasts, just things are disarray where you are.
Oh, no update on my battle with the Philadelphia Parking Authority either. I sent him a letter. I told him I'm appealing.
Nothing?
No. All I'm going to get, here's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep getting, because there's a lag, an intentional lag on their end. I'm going to keep getting notices in the mail for penalty fines for late payments.
That's
unbelievable. Whatever that penalty is, $50 a month, $50 every 15 days, whatever it is.
Now, have you lawyered up?
I called my lawyer about it. He's like, yeah, that sucks. He kind of gave me, like, I don't handle cases like that. So I referred me to somebody else who I haven't contacted. So a lot of times in situations like this.
Was he like a real estate lawyer?
I get my friend, my buddy, has been my fake lawyer for a long time.
Fake lawyer. You do have some very interesting friends.
So he's got
friends.
Like letterhead and everything that he'll send on my behalf as my lawyer that doesn't really exist.
Gotcha. So, no, that's good.
Now the cat's out of the bag. But yeah, no, I'll end up owing $1,000 by the time this is over with.
That's well, you're having a good run. You're having a good run here.
Great. In fact, my wife saw how annoyed I was with the guitar, and she said, you really don't have good luck. Like some people say they
Not
don't
lately,
have good luck.
That's for sure.
Like you bizarre, shitty things happen to you on a frequent basis.
I think you're putting that out in the universe. I feel like you got to do something to change it up. You got to do something good for the world.
It has nothing to do with my people are like, you're so negative. That's why these things happen. You catch flies with shit. Well, I'm negative because these things keep happening. It's
yeah,
the
well,
chicken
what
and
came
the egg
first?
Thing.
What came first?
Right. Shittiness came first. So now I'm sour and jaded
for the rest of my life
and bitter. Right. So she's like, I'm going to buy you a guitar. It's going to be a surprise for your birthday. Well, not a surprise, but she's like, I'm buying it this way. We know nothing bad will happen in the shipping process.
Did anything positive happen to you over the holiday break?
No.
I haven't seen you. Actually, what? No, we hung out. We hung out.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing positive happened.
Wow. Screw you. I had a good time. Thank you for buying my beers, by the way. That was very kind of you.
Oh, yeah.
That's you only made me Uber an hour away to see you.
Look.
And back. So 2 hours of Ubering.
Right. And you didn't even pay for the first Uber. Didn't we pay for the second one?
Technically, yes.
Yeah.
If you bought
all right.
drinks and a burger. The burger was really good, too.
You had two burgers, you pig.
I did. Well, we were out for a while.
Yeah. Well, I see your MO now, right? It's come out with Nasty Nate, come out with Battle, come out with a couple other guys.
Yeah.
Get those guys all liquored up and they'll just pay for Bennett's tab single time.
I want to be the pretty girl with the group, you know? I want to be taken care of.
No, Christmas was fine. We had, Harrison's birthday is Christmas morning. So this year we dedicated Christmas Eve to his birthday.
Gotcha.
So we didn't smash it all into one day. It's too much. Yeah. And got some we found this bakery that's an allergy-free bakery. He's an allergy kid.
Right,
he can't have nuts, sesame, whatever.
What was his favorite gift?
I don't know.
I barely watched.
Something his mother got him.
Yeah.
I have to Venmo for still. No, he's really into trash trucks. All he wants to do is play with trash trucks, wash trash trucks on TV in an endless loop. The moon he's big with the moon.
Oh.
Looking for the moon in the sky all the time. Sometimes I kind of told him. So he's two now, and we play this game, like, where's the moon? I'm like, well, the moon only comes when it's dark out. And wouldn't you know it, the past couple of nights, the moon is out towards the end of the day when the sun's
liar.
Out. It's still light
Big,
out.
Big, fat liar.
He's looking at me like, hey, you said the moon only comes out when it's dark out.
Yeah, it's bright as hell, Dad.
I mean, well,
wow.
I guess it depends on where you are in the world and the season. I don't know.
Already lying
Whatever.
To your child.
I'm not a scientist. Your mother is. She could explain it to you.
Well, it seems like everything's really going well.
Yeah.
For you.
Everything's good. How was your Christmas?
Christmas was good. You know, I actually woke up sick. Must have got it from you. I woke up sick Christmas morning. I was fine Christmas Eve. Like, there was no warning signs. Like, I was going to wake up feeling like garbage. But I woke up feeling like hot trash. And that stayed with me for a full week. Wasn't COVID. Just like a bad cold or a flu or something.
Did you get a test? A COVID test?
Yeah.
I just did one of those this morning. And we're fine.
Yeah. But, you know, I already had reservations, an overnight stay in New York City the day after Christmas for Kalina's, as one of her gifts. So, like, I already paid for it, so I had to go. It was already past the cutoff point where I could cancel the reservation or move it. So I was just sick in New York.
Where in New York? South Bronx?
Soho? Yeah. Okay. Harlem? Have you heard of it? No, Soho. So we stayed at the Soho Grand. It was beautiful. It was great. So we actually had a good time. Kira, though... It was really a gift for Kira because she loves a hotel room. She's like Kevin McAllister in Home Alone 2. Like, she just she has like the cookie in bed and she's watching Frozen on the big screen. She loves it. She loves getting room service.
Well,
she's a kid. Gotta watch out for
her. She didn't order room service on her own.
No, she did.
You did.
She had zero for operator.
So, did she open up the wet bar?
She did. Yeah. It was a very expensive stay.
I think that I was going to say, if she starts. You said she had a cookie. Did you bring the cookie or did she tear into
that
the little
part of room service,
the basket that was there? Because if you open up one of those Toblerones, it's like $26.
Easily. Yeah, it's expensive. No, we got room service. It was great.
Which sounds even more expensive.
No, it was a very pricey trip. Yeah. And the fact that I had like a fever the whole time was great.
Did you infect the rest of the family?
Kalina ended up getting sick, but Kira has been fine the whole time.
And what about the greater metropolitan area of New York?
They're all suffering. Yeah, they're all in ICU right now. But hey, what are you going to do?
So that was a gift for your wife.
Yeah, so we went to San Jose to see John Mayer earlier in the month.
Yeah, I know, you're making the rest of us look terrible.
New York City the day after, and then of course some things to open up that she actually wanted on Christmas morning. But we mostly just spoiled Kira as well. Like, her favorite gift was she loves Play-Doh. Play-Doh is like her jam right now. So Kalina got her some Play-Doh stuff. I got her the Play-Doh kitchen, where you can make like soft-served Play-Doh ice cream. It's pretty cool.
Did you have that shit when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Did you try to eat the Play-Doh?
What's that?
Did you try to eat the Play-Doh?
I did.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, you mean when I was a kid or this Christmas?
Now?
Oh, yeah. I almost ate it this Christmas. I actually bought it for her just because I wanted to play with it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun, and it smells good.
I was thinking about that. Oh, see, Play-Doh, when I was a kid, I was always just like, it just smelled like dirt, right? There's nothing.
We get off-brand Play-Doh?
It was actually just dirt.
Yeah.
We picked up a device from
your
garage sale.
There
you go. Some food coloring in the dirt from the backyard. Shove it into that fucker. Make some dirt spaghetti, you moron.
Yeah, no wonder you're always pissed.
What was her? Was that her favorite gift?
I think one of them, we got her, I forget what we got her, to be honest with you, we got her a whole bunch of stuff. I remember I was telling you a few podcasts ago that we took her on Five Below shopping sprees and she purchased the things that she wanted and we just took it from her after that and wrapped it up and gave it to her for Christmas.
Oh, that's right. The re-gift.
Did it go to plan? Yeah, it did. Yeah, okay. She had no idea.
Okay.
She's two. Her memory is not the greatest, you know, although she does remember a lot, to be honest with you.
And she's... Well, that's a double-edged sword on that one.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing what they pick up and the memory they have.
What they pick, she's aware of her surroundings. And I got to say, over Christmas break, she started saying a whole bunch of new words. Like, it's beginning.
And this has been a challenge.
Yeah, you know, we've been talking about this throughout our podcast. Like, she's now in speech therapy. Just need a little nudge to kind of like, she's a shy kid to begin with, too. And I was saying how I didn't talk till I was two, and even when I did talk, I had my own language. Like, I just had made up words.
Right.
Well, now I feel like it's happening.
Good.
And it happened over Christmas break.
The magic of Christmas.
A few F-bombs, you know.
Step in the right direction. Well, she's a Jersey girl now.
That's true. So do you want to talk about that and maybe some positive things? If you find one.
Sure, let me think of some after the break.
Think of at least one positive thing from your Christmas break. I would love to hear it.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, so we're back. Battle, you've been jotting down on your notepad over there. Did you jot down just anything positive that happened to you over the past? Let's go with the past month.
The Bills are in the playoffs. I'm a big Buffalo Bills fan.
Hey.
DeMar, the magic of DeMar Hamlin, that whole tragedy that happened. He's back in Buffalo. We're doing well. Crazy thing, not to go off. I come from the sports radio side here, not to go off on a sports tangent here. Show about children, but he's somebody's kid, right? DeMar Hamlin.
True.
He's got parents.
Right.
That is the, I'm sure you saw the opening kickoff was returned for the touchdown.
Yeah.
The storybook, it was like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. That is the last time the Bills returned a kickoff for a touchdown like that was 3 years ago, 3 months ago.
Eerie.
His number is 3.
I know.
Okay.
See
where I'm going with this?
It's unbelievable.
Josh Allen threw 3 touchdowns.
3 touchdowns.
Mac Jones threw 3 interceptions. Threes. A lot of threes. Rule of threes.
The whole thing's unbelievable. And I know you watched the freak accident in real time, as did I. And
oh, my God.
I'd never seen anything like that. I mean, he was pretty much dead for 9 minutes on the field. They were giving him CPR.
Yeah. The hit didn't look bad.
No, that's why I say it's a freak accident.
It just looked like a normal play.
Yeah.
Right, nothing huge. It's easy for us to say that watching on TV, sitting from home,
sure,
1,000 miles away. But you see him get up and just collapse. You're like, whoa, I was like, what was that? So I immediately didn't think it was a spinal injury or a severe concussion because he wouldn't have popped back up like nothing had happened.
Right.
Then when you see the players, like the urgency of like getting people over and you see the players tearing up, I'm like, holy shit, did this guy just die on the field?
And the length of time, like they were down there for 10 minutes.
Luckily, he's all neurologically intact because they got to him so quickly and got the oxygen, got him breathing again.
Right.
Scary stuff.
And they really gave credit to the assistant trainer for the Buffalo Bills who gave him CPR and acted fast and like diagnosed what was going on and then acted and gave him successful CPR. And I'm taking my CPR lesson this week.
Thank God.
No, well, it kind of just reinforced because I've been wanting to do this. I think I've talked about this on the podcast weeks ago as well. I've been wanting to know how to do this in case of emergency.
For your children's sake.
Anyone.
My wife went through it before she didn't go through this scenario, sure. but she went through CPR training because we're about to have the kid. Just in case.
I think,
do you know what I mean?
I'm excited to know.
Right. So she knows how to do that stuff. And I'm kind of running around like, oh, right. no. Woo, woo, woo.
See, that's what
happening?
I'm terrified of. I'm terrified to not know what to do in that situation. Mm-hmm. It's just unbelievable. So that one positive for you is the Bills making the playoff.
And DeMar Hamlin being back in Buffalo.
So
he's on the road to recovery.
I'm getting it.
Absolutely not.
Right.
But they were around when that happened. So.
Fair. All right. Well, that's good. Well, the one of the positives for me is Kira really talking a bunch now. Like she's saying a lot of new words, and like it was unprovoked. It was one night we were playing as we normally do before bedtime, and all of a sudden she had a lot to say a few nights ago.
So it was just an explosion. It was probably all this pent up. She knew the stuff. Maybe she was having trouble just kind of verbalizing it.
Right, just getting it out.
Yeah. So that had to be frustrating for her, too.
Sure, sure. Yeah. She was saying boots and blue. Like, she's saying color. She was saying noises for all the animals. Like, she was just...
awesome.
Just having at it. And, like, we weren't... like I said, it was unprovoked. She was just going nuts. And we were so impressed. We actually took video and sent that video to her speech therapist, being like, this is just incredible. You know, it's been, less than 2 months of her taking these sessions. And here we are.
And now she's going to raise her rates.
She's going to raise her rent. Exactly. We won't be able to afford her anymore. It's great. But so, I mean, it's just crazy. I'm not sure what's going to happen next.
How many words would you say she spoke before the speech therapy?
The speech therapist actually includes signs as words as well. And then even words that she's not really completing. Those are words.
They're never going to articulate. Harrison says heart, rat heart. But that's a heart.
Right.
He's not great with the T's yet.
I'm not sure what
that
she's
counts,
up to.
Though.
It counts. Yeah, for sure. She's up to it. She knows more than me. She's up there. She's good.
This has been Hashtag Fatherhood on Odyssey.
Catch flies with shit.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.